Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to another episode of the Redefining Wellness Podcast. You know, the podcast that helps you to redefine the way that you view wellness one episode at a time so that you can be healthy in your own unique way, unapologetically and authentically, so that you can take up as much space on this earth. It's your girl, Neek, and I hope that you are feeling wonderful, awesome, and amazing, and all the things that makes you you. Welcome back to another episode, y'all. Thank you for continuing to rock out with this show. Y'all, look, my voice is like really, really back compared to the last like 2 or 3 weeks of recording. So that feels really good. Happy April. It is April. Today is April the 1st. And check me out recording before the day that I'm supposed to be dropping the episode. Look at me. But I really hope that you all are doing great. It is April the 1st. It is Monday. And I know what a lot of people are thinking. You're like, oh my gosh, it's April. It's a new quarter. Where are my goals? What am I doing with myself? It's okay. Slow down. As I tell my clients that are coming up with goals, take a moment to kind of sit into what you want to achieve for this month and achieve for this quarter, right? Really think about how you want to be connected to that goal. Is it really a goal that's for you, or is it a goal that's for somebody else? Ask yourself those questions. And then also make sure that you have a way that you're going to measure those goals. If your goal is weight loss, I'm going to keep it a stack. Okay. It's okay to want to lose weight. I know that I talk about body acceptance. I know that I talk about, you know, body neutrality and things like that. But if you want to lose weight, that's your prerogative, babes. Do what it is that you want to do. But if your goal for this month is something like weight loss, or it's something like it's more of a quantitative goal, right? So it's going to be a little bit more about numbers and things like that. Make sure that you have a way that you're going to measure that success. How will you know that you are hitting that goal from today, April 1st to April the 30th? Or if you're doing quarterly goals from today, April 1st to June the 30th, you know, how are you going to measure it? And I mean, even if you're doing a qualitative goal, something where it's more about like feeling, still, how are you going to measure that success? You know, what does that look like? And then last but certainly not least, sorry, y'all, I just wanted to drop these tidbits before we get started with the episode. Last but certainly not least, ask yourself, how am I going to celebrate that I hit my goal? How am I going to reward myself? How am I going to be like, yay, girl, you did it? Or yay, my guy, you did this. Would it be buying yourself something? Would it be having an experience that you've always wanted to have? You know, are you going to be celebrating with family and friends? Like, what does that truly look like? And we have to celebrate ourselves. You know what I mean? There has to be some type of light at the end of the tunnel. That's not just, oh, you achieved your goal. No, be fucking for real. Do something great for yourself because you achieved the goal as well. But I really wanted to drop that for y'all because it's the first and it's a new month and it's a new quarter. And it's a new week. Shout out to God. I'm doing well. I'm doing good. I had a rough start to my weekend, but it is definitely better. Today is Monday, so we are Gucci bandanas. I did get a submission for Song of the Week this week. Shout out to my best friends. She submitted a song to me from King Sis. And if you're listening to this and you've heard of King Sis, please jump for joy. I listened to this song. The song that she sent in is called Present Mantra. I'm going to play a little bit of it for y'all. But such a vibe, such uplifting. I'm going to just play it for y'all real fast.
Just like it's okay.
And that was Present by King Sis. I told y'all that is a good, I really like that song. And I started following her on Instagram. Ah! and she is so cute. She's such a vibe. The whole song is really a vibe, y'all. So I'm going to be in my King Sis bag for the next week. But this is kind of going to be a long song of the week. I'm not even going to lie to y'all. I did listen to Cowboy Carter, okay? And I have some feelings. I have some thoughts. I have some comments. I'm going to start off by saying to all the people that decided to get on Beyoncé Gore's internet and be upset that she came out with this album, it only shows the racism that is in this country. And a lot of the people, and I'm not talking about the black folks, obvi, but there were a lot of people in the country community, as I was like looking at TikTok and things like that, that were very upset. They felt like Beyoncé had set country music back light years. They felt like it means that everyone can come and create mediocre country music and so on and so forth, right? I have two thoughts to that. The first thought is, how can this black woman take something, right, that was started by black people in the first place? Country music was started by black folks. And so then, because we couldn't have country music anymore, that's when we created rock and roll, right? But that's another story for another time. And then for people to say that Beyoncé set country music back, what about the countless number of non-black folks that impede into spaces such as R&B and hip hop and rap that do the tomfooleriest of songs? Like, so it's like, where is this gatekeeping coming from? And then also somebody that I followed on TikTok, actually a few people actually, and it was a white woman that I saw first that talked about this. She said, for country music to be so gatekeepy, where was this gatekeeping at when artists like Shania Twain, who I love, damn, I feel like a woman. I love Shania Twain. Okay. She's still the one I want, you know? But Shania Twain is from Canada, and Keith Urban is from Australia. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people, you know, were saying, they were like, if y'all gonna gatekeep Beyoncé, y'all need to gatekeep everybody. And it's only showing how racist y'all are being, you know, with this genre, you know what I'm saying? So that's my first, neat nugget on that. But my second is, when I sat and listened to the album, it came out on Friday. I didn't listen to it until Saturday because I really wanted to be in a space so that I could like listen to it. I really enjoyed it. My soror, shout out to Soror Shailisa, or Professor Edelin, for those of you that are listening. she had a Facebook post, and it said, this is like the DEI of music. And I felt like, as someone, for me, I feel like I have very eclectic taste when it comes to music. I like all different kinds of music. And I listen to white artists, black artists. I listen to country music, alt rock. I listen to 60s, 70s, 80s music. I listen to so many different things. And just the album starting out with that American Requiem, it was giving Lynyrd Skynyrd. It was giving like a little bit of like Woodstock era type of music. It was giving little sprinkles of Bob Dylan to me. I really enjoyed the album. I'm going to go in for a second listen. I didn't listen yesterday because it was Resurrection Sunday and my mom made a lot of food and I was really, really tired after I ate dinner. But I'm going to go in for a second listen. But one thing that did kind of disappoint me is that Dolly Parton didn't sing. I was really hoping that Dolly would and Beyoncé would sing. I really liked the song that she did with Miley Cyrus, but I was really hoping to hear Beyoncé and Dolly or Beyoncé and Reba. I was really hoping for that. Shit, even Beyoncé and Faith Hill, like, or Beyoncé and the Chicks. Like, Natalie loves Beyoncé. Like, I really was hoping that she would do a song, and I get it. She did a song with the black country artist, which I was I really liked Blackbirds. It was a very beautiful song. I was hoping that some of my favorite country girls would have been on there too. That was one thing that I was a little bit disappointed about. But I did enjoy that she sampled Nancy Sinatra with Yaya. If you don't know, that sample is "These boots are made for walking. That's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you." I really love that song, and I was excited when I heard that sample. But it was a really good album. I love that she said that this was supposed to come out before Renaissance, because I can feel the flow of how it would have been Cowboy Carter than Renaissance. But it was I think it was a really good body of work, and I don't feel like it was a country album. I think when people think about country music, they think about "Don't Break My Heart, My Achy Breaky Heart." It wasn't giving Billy Ray Cyrus. It was not giving Walk the Line. Like, it was not that. It was a Beyonce album, like she said. It was giving, like, I felt like just different American, like traditional American genres kind of like served up in there, but with Beyonce's version of it. That's how I felt. That's how I looked at it. So that is Song of the Week. It was kind of Song of the Week, kind of Album of the Week. But if you have a song, or even if you have a comment about this new Beyonce album, please make sure that you chime in, you know, write into me, email me, redefiningwellnesspod@gmail.com, or you can drop a DM on Redefining Wellness Pod on Instagram, or as well as Hey Meek V on Instagram as well. So y'all, moving right along with what's Neek watching. I'm not watching a damn thing, and I need to be watching something. I did watch a little bit more of Sex and the City, but I had to take a little pause because it was a little too triggering for me. I got to like a certain episode where it was talking about like monogamy and you know, being open and polyamory and stuff. And I was like, nope, too soon. Can't do it. Like, I'm going to pause. Which I was proud of myself for not making myself suffer through that episode, because it was a little much. I did see that her and Aiden break up. Carrie fucking sucks, because I would love an Aiden in my life. Aiden, and also that's my guy from My Big Fat Greek Wedding, shout out to Ian. But I felt like, I really felt bad for Aiden. I took a little bit of a pause. I'm not watching anything super new right now. I just been watching a lot of documentaries. I did watch that Selena, Yolanda Saldivar documentary that's on what's it called? Oxygen. It was interesting. I'll just keep it. It was interesting. There were a lot of things that she was saying, you know, that Selena was having an affair and she was hiding Selena's affair for her and just all of this stuff. And I was like, whoa, I don't know how true this is, but it's not my business. But as always, same thing with Song of the Week, y'all. If you have any shows that you're watching that you want to talk about, if you have any shows that you want to suggest to me that I watch, same thing. Send me an email, send me a DM. And then our last segment before we get into the meat and potatoes of this week's episode. So my therapist said, and I really want to drop this gem, my therapist, who is truly awesome. When I first started working with her, we do the whole like intake. You do like three essentially intake sessions before you really start doing the work. And I remember telling her about some struggles that I've been having with like my family and when I was in my relationship. And she said, you know, and I think I talked a little bit about this last week, but I'm going to give y'all like the picture that she painted for me. She was like, you know, Antoinette, you really, well, she calls me Neek. She said, you know, you seem to like walk through life with these rose colored glasses on. You walk through life like kind of seeing what you want to see at times, and you hold on to this like fantasy of what you think of what you want things to be, or the idea of what you really want things to be or what you want to receive. And so she said, I want you to look at it like this. She said, you have a pile of shit, right? And she said, you can take that pile of shit in three different ways. She said, you can notice that the pile of shit is there and just walk past it. She also said, you can notice that the pile of shit is there, and then you like try to spray it and put incense on it. And, you know, like you try to make it smell better. You try to make it more dealable, right? And then she said, you can take that pile of shit and you can plant flowers on it. Like you try to grow something new from that pile of shit. She said, what you do is you get on top of the shit and you stomp on it. And you yell at it, and you yell at it for not changing. You get upset for it not changing and not being what you want it to be. And I was like, damn, read me for filth, sis. But she's right. She's absolutely right. I have had to learn how to accept things for what they are. And she also said that instead of the pile of shit changing, I'll change myself, thinking that the pile of shit will then change because I changed myself. So that was in our very, like, I started going seeing her in August. This was like in September. We were talking about this in September. And those are things that I've really had to really tackle with, is that it's not necessarily that I hold on to potential. I hold on to my idea of what I think things should be, or what I should have gotten, or, you know, what I know is that I guess essentially that is the potential thing. You know what I mean? But then I get mad because, you know, I didn't receive something. And I'm learning to not do that. So I'll give a perfect example, like with like my parents. Like I have this idea of like what I would have wanted my parents to be. Not saying that my parents aren't great, as they are, but for me specifically, like we all have specific needs. We all do. Like I don't care who you are, we all have specific needs. And for me, there were those little specific things that were missing that would have made everything just chef's kiss, like cherry on top. And she was like, you get really upset because of certain things. They didn't meet your needs specifically, right? And she was like, and the same thing with my relationship too. Like my needs weren't met specifically. And so she was like, you have to learn to accept what you're given and just kind of leave it at that. And decide from what you're given, if you're going to sit and take it, if you're going to, you know, if you're going to deal with it, if you're going to do whatever. And she also said, it's okay that to not accept what you're given and to just keep moving on with life as well. So, yeah, Aja would be reading me. Aja would be reading me. and I think about that all the time. Like when I have situations, you know, with my parents or with my friends. Well, not most of the time. It doesn't happen with my friends, I'll be honest with y'all. But when I have these moments, and anything, even with like jobs, like new jobs or opportunities and stuff like that, I do sit with myself and I say, like, can I accept what I'm given? Like without me trying to change it, without me trying to do anything, like, can I take this as it is? You know what I mean? Can I deal with this? Am I okay with this? Versus like, well, maybe it could be like this and maybe it'll be like that. And maybe if I do this, it'll turn into this. Like instead of doing that whole thing, taking things for face value and then deciding how I feel about it and how I want to act upon it. So that was my therapist said for this week. Again, with all of the segments, y'all, you are so welcome. And I encourage you to please write into the show, share with me the segment that you want to chime in on. We can all learn from each other. And I'd love to hear from you. Because remember, the only way that this show grows is by you engaging with me and growing with me and all of the wonderful things like that. So let's go ahead and get into this week's episode. Once upon a time in gorgeous Prince George's, there was a girl named Antonique, and she was worried about if she was the fat friend. She would always be in friendship circles, and she was the biggest girl. She was the tallest girl. She wasn't the most slender. All right, y'all, I'm cut to the chase. This week's episode, I'm talking about, am I the fat friend? Am I the duff? Am I the ugly duckling friend? And the reason why I wanted to talk about this is because actually I had recorded an episode about this, but the sound, y'all thought the sound the last 2 weeks was wildin'. The sound in the episode that I recorded was on some bullshit. So I really wanted to talk about this topic because we're getting into warmer weather. We are getting into spring is getting ready. Well, actually spring is technically here, but it's about to get warmer, which means the girls is about to take their clothes off. We're about to shed that winter layer. You know what I'm saying? And for some girls, and maybe guys too, you have probably felt your entire life that you were the fat friend, that you were the odd one out. I know that I did. Of all of my friends, I am and have kind of been the biggest girl in my friendship circles, like my close girlfriends, like my friends that I've known since like elementary school and middle school and high school, I've always been the bigger one. I've been the taller one. I've been the, you know, I can't ask them to borrow clothes. Like I've always been that girl. And one of the things that had made me think about this and really want to dive into it this week is because there is a trope. There is, and I know that I've talked about this, but I don't think that I have. So we're just going to do it again. There's the trope. There's the fat girl trope where if you've watched television shows like Degrassi, okay, that being one of them. Remember Terry, y'all? Terry was, her storyline was always about being big. It was always about her insecurities about her size. It was always focused on that. When Terry had so many other layers to herself other than because I'm fat, like no one likes me because I'm fat. Spinner's not gonna like, first of all, I don't know why she was checking for Spinner that first season, because Spinner was not nothing to look at. Like, no girl. But and then it was like it was alluded because of her low self-esteem. That's why she got with Rick. It was just that was a part of the fat girl trope. It's the self-loathing fat girl, right? And then you have other parts of the fat girl trope. And I'm talking mostly in like entertainment and television and movies and, you know, things of that nature. You have the other side of it where the fat girl is the funny friend. The fat girl is the Kelly from Insecure. Even though Kelly was dressing, baby. Or the fat friend that's funny is the Monique, or they're ditzy, they're stupid. Like in all actuality, Kim Parker was not fat. And it makes me so mad because she wasn't fat in Moesha and she wasn't fat in the Parkers. She definitely wasn't fat in the Parkers. But that character, Kim Parker's character, went from being the funny fat friends to being the ditzy or the stupid fat friend. Like but they've always made that fat girl fat friend trope, right? You're either the funny fat friend that's there for the comedic relief, like you're not really the hot one, you're not the one that the boys are gonna go after, you know what I'm saying? Or you're there because you're so self-loathing that it almost is like it brings up the other girls in the group, right? So for me growing up and learning about this trope, and I know that so many other people felt the same way, but every clique that I was in, and yes, your girl was in a clique. Let's not act like cliques aren't real. You know, we love to think that as adults now that, oh, I wasn't in a clique. I wasn't a mean girl. I wasn't this. I wasn't that. Excuse me. I was in a clique. I was in a clique from fourth grade until maybe 12th grade. And that honestly, the click shit continued. I'm lying. It did not continue into college because college was a whole different ball game. But I was always in some kind of click from the time that I was 9 years old until I was 17, 18, right? And in all of those spaces, I was always the bigger girl. And it always just made me feel a ways about myself. It always made me feel like I wasn't good enough, because I would see the other girls in my group. They would have the boyfriends. Like, I didn't have a boyfriend until I graduated high school, until I got to college. Like, I would see the other girls, like, boys would ask them to prom. I had to ask my prom date to prom. You know what I mean? Like, so I struggled for a long time, because I remember saying to someone, like, am I the fat friend? And they're like, no, Antonique, no, you're not the, what are you talking about? Baby, I was the fat friend in most of my groups. I just, and looking back at myself, I wouldn't even think now that I was like, quote unquote, fat, but I was the bigger friend. And that can really affect your psyche as you become an adult. I was on Instagram and TikTok, and I was looking at this girl that I follow. I've been following her for a couple of years. Shout out to Kay Blake. And she was saying, you know what sucks is not getting hit on. Like, when you go out with a group of friends, she's a bigger girl. And she was like, going out with a group of friends, and you're never the one that gets hit on. And you know why you don't get hit on. It's because you're the bigger girl in the group. You know what I mean? And that can, it can be so difficult. And unfortunately, I think that because how our society has portrayed people of bigger bodies, and because I know that men experience this too, where they're like, yo, I'm the big dude in the group, but it's just a little bit different when it comes to girls. But the way the society has propped us to view people with bigger bodies, it further perpetuates the fat girl trope, or the fat friend of the group, or the duff. I will never forget when I saw that movie, The Designated Ugly Fat Friend. Praise the Lord, I'm not ugly. And I was never ugly. Nobody could ever say that about me. But being in that position, or where you, when you think that you're in that position, it makes you to develop a complex. And I'm here to tell you that there are some ways to overcome that, right? The first thing being is to not lead with your worth being in your body. I know that I talk about this all the time, but society even leads us to believe that our worth is beheld within the way that our bodies look. And because we get so trapped into the way that our bodies look, and we get so scared, like, being a bigger person, there is a fear of taking up space. There's a fear of being the loud fat person, you know, it causes us to make ourselves smaller. So it's like, if I can't make my body smaller, I'm going to make my personality smaller. I'm going to make my voice smaller. You know what I'm saying? And so it causes us to not show up in our fullness the way that we want to. So take out the worth that you have put into your body, you know, really get rid of that as best as you can. And, you know, some ways that you can do it, I talk about it on my pages all the time as well, is really to develop body acceptance. Accept that right now, this is where my body is, and I'm so much more than my body. Because you can lose, say you lose all of that weight. Hi, my name's Ann Sneak. I'm that person. You lose all of that weight, right? And so then you think, okay, I'm smaller, so now I can be my big, bold self, right? And then you gain the weight back. What do you do then? Do you just make yourself smaller again? You know what I mean? But find the acceptance of, this is where my body is right now, but also give yourself the space, allow yourself that space to be who you are. You know, I have seen plenty of women that are bigger girls, but oh my gosh, the confidence, you know what I'm saying? The boldness, the vibrancy. And this is why I wanted to do this episode, y'all. I made a post last week because someone put on TikTok, they were like, oh, it's summertime is coming. Imagine the bad bitch you're going to be when you start working now and you lose that weight. And imagine the bad bitch you're going to be by June, by July. And it made me think to myself, why is there a weight requirement to be a bad bitch? Why is there, it's like this gatekeepingness to being a bad bitch, right? When I have seen so many people that I consider bad bitches, right, that are a plethora of sizes. But I've also seen people that they would be considered bad bitches, like, you know, societally, right? And they absolutely suck. They have no personality. They have no je ne sais quoi. They don't have anything, right? They're not giving what the girls need to give. All you have is body, and you're leading with body. Like, you really have no vibrancy. And I said, you know, why does it have to look a certain type of way to be a bad bitch? Like, for me, I may not look like Megan Thee Stallion. I may not look like Cardi B. I know I definitely don't look like, you know, Kalani. Baby, them abs was admin from what I saw on social media. But I still consider myself a bad bitch. I do. I definitely do. And I consider myself a bad bitch because I have a personality. I give y'all vibes. I give, you know, I'm there for my friends. You know what I mean? I'm trying to walk with a particular type of heart posture. You know, I'm trying to show up in this world in my fullness, in my boldness, in my bad bitchery. You know what I mean? And that shouldn't have a weight requirement. And it ties into what I was talking about earlier, y'all. Am I the fat friend? You know, why should being a friend have to have a, you know, that thing on it, the fat friend? Oh, that's the fat friend. That's the designated ugly. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can't keep putting ourselves in these boxes that society has created. Be your bold self. You know, society has taught us that you're not great enough if you don't look a particular size. That's society. You know, we didn't learn that in the womb. I'm pretty sure we didn't. But as soon as we got to a space of cognitive understanding and we're watching television, we're in magazines, we're looking at these things, and they're talking, they're designating these characters to, this is the fat person in the group. This is the fat person on the show. This is the lovable fat person and blah, 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 blah. No, what? Like, why did y'all do that? Like, they're just a lovable person. They're just, you know what I mean? And then for this bad bitch debate, I just don't feel like we have to relegate how sexy you are or how confident you are or how bold or whatever, or how much of a bad bitch you are by the way that your body looks. You don't have to be the fat friend. You can be the bad bitch in the group, no matter what you look like. So I really want us to reclaim that title, reclaim that position, reclaim that character. And I'm just the bad bitch in the group, and I'm gonna be that. You know, we can all be the bad bitch in the group. You know what I'm saying? And it just should not be relegated to there being weight requirements to be a bad bitch. Like, it shouldn't. Like I said, it's being a bad bitch is so much more than your hair, your face, your body type, your nails. Like, it's so much more than that. It's how you show up in this world and how you take up space. Do you do it from boldness? Do you do it with a strong heart posture? Do you do it with love? Do you do it with care? Do you do it with authority? Do you do it authentically? Do you do it unapologetically? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I look at it. And unfortunately, we have this society that tells you that if you're a bigger person, you're less than. If you're a bigger person, you cannot take up as much space. If you're a bigger person, you cannot enjoy nice things. If you're a bigger person, you shouldn't be allowed in particular spaces with particular types of people. If you're a bigger person, you're only relegated to these types of characteristics. You're either you're funny, you're loathing, you're pessimistic, or you're stupid. Like, why should I be the fat friend? Why can't I be the bad bitch? You know, there just shouldn't be these gatekeepings around these things. You should be allowed to be whoever it is that you want to be, but it should not be, again, it just shouldn't be relegated to, in order to be this person, to be this character, to be this particular type of person, oh, I have to be this size. You know, in order to be the good looking friend in the group, I have to be this size. I remember when I was in high school, and the boys would always say, like, oh, you know, she's cute, she's just big. And the crazy part is, looking back, I wasn't big. Like, I didn't have a flat stomach. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I was really cute. Like, and I wasn't developed to where I'm developed now. Like, baby, we didn't have these hips. We ain't had these dips. We ain't had these curves back then. But I just think that it's wild, you know, that we've been relegated to that. And so I leave you with this challenge this week. If you yourself have felt like you have been the fat friend, I want you to change that around. Switch that narrative up. You're allowed to do that. Be the person that you feel like you're inside, not the person that you look like on the outside. Because I guarantee you, the person that you are on the inside will shine so much brighter than what the character or the person or whatever it is that people think you are on the outside. You don't have to be the fat friend. You can be the bad bitch. No matter what you look like, no matter what your size is, show up in your fullness, show up in your boldness, show up as unapologetically and authentically as you want to. You know what I'm saying? I really just wanted to leave that with everybody and talk about that as we get into this new season. You know, it's getting warmer outside. It's, you know, we're going to be outside. Y'all thought we was outside last year? Baby, we're going to be outside. Okay. And I want everyone to go outside and feel confident in who they are and to show up in who they are in their fullness without, you know, worrying about the way that society has told you that you need to be and the way that you're supposed to show up. So I hope that really helped somebody. And I'm going to be continuing the conversation this week on social media as well. I'm going to be doing an Instagram live about this also. So make sure that you chime in. Okay. But always, y'all, thank you so much for listening to this amazing podcast. Don't forget to like, to share. Please subscribe if you're listening on Spotify. Don't forget to follow if you're listening on Apple Podcasts. And y'all, please, please, please write a review. Write a review or rate. That is what's going to help this show to reach more listeners. That's what's going to help us to receive more downloads. My goal is to increase our downloads for this show by 1,000 to 2,500 downloads by the end of June. That is the goal. So please help me to reach that by rating, reviewing, sharing with a friend. And as always, if you want to be a super duper subscriber, super duper supporter, make sure that you buy me a cup of coffee. It's only $5. You can buy me 1 cup, 2 cups, 10 cups, 20 cups. And everything is going to go to the production of the show, to help me to continue to put out just great quality content for you all. Help me to get more people onto the show so that I can get into a studio, because I think that eventually, as much as I've been fighting it, eventually I would love to either have my own home studio, or I'm going to be, you know, renting a studio to use to do visual episodes so that you can see my face and all of the antics and all of the things. So, definitely support the show if you would like. Thank you all for listening once again. And y'all, you create your own narrative in this world. You know, show up as you, baby. That's one of the things that I think I regret. And then they always say in life, don't have regrets. One of the regrets that I have, if I'm keeping it up, extreme buck, is that I did not show up in my fullness. When I was younger, not showing up in truly who I am, because I think that while everything happens in God's plan and in God's purpose, I think that if I showed up in who I was versus what I looked like, I think that different opportunities and a different life track would have been, you know, for me. But God makes no mistake. God makes absolutely no mistake, because who knows? I could have been walking around with all that boldness, that fullness, that bad bitchery, and it could have turned into some other shit. It could have turned into some tomfoolery. So I'm absolutely blessed with the direction that God has led me into and the spaces that he's taken me into, and that I did not discover my inner bad bitch until later in life, you know? So I'm definitely grateful for that. But think about Unleashing Your Inner Bad Bitch. That's the name of this week's episode. Unleash Your Inner Bad Bitch. Ooh, can I put bitch on Instagram, on Spotify, and Apple Podcasts? Am I allowed to do that? I'm gonna look that up. But it's gonna say unleash your inner bad bitch if I can't say bitch. All right, y'all. Well, thank you so much once again for listening to this episode, and thank you for being uniquely fit. See ya.